Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talk.
Hello. But yeah, this actually brings us to the next topic. Remember, we're still in Corona times.
Yeah, definitely. My girl's doing that bus it challenge.
You know,
it's just revolving, getting better.
Which bus it challenge?
Corona.
Oh yeah, she keeps bouncing back and forth, up and down, everywhere.
Just doing our bus it challenge. Shit, now we got, you know, a new strain in England. We thought it was South Africa.
We got Brazil.
Brazil as well.
Wait, there's a new strain here as well?
Yeah.
So we got our own strain.
We got our own strain.
Who made it?
The borough, Dubai.
I don't know. I was about to judge, but I was like, I have, you know.
The difficult thing to literally do in Corona is, I just received a motivational thing from the app here. There's this app that we have called Motivation.
Yeah.
And it basically said, if love becomes too painful, then it's time to let that love go and save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep this in mind because you'll be able to find another love, but not another self. I have had to do that.
This is, yeah.
I've had to do... This came at the perfect time.
This is, this morning. Sorry, I'm a bit,
everywhere.
Yeah, like, this morning.
Today, I've had this morning, like...
This morning, I had a counselling session, actually.
Mm.
And... during the session, I got a bit emotional as I was talking to the lady because I was explaining to her what had happened with my previous situation. And amidst me letting her know that, you know what, I came to the realization that being with this person, as helpful as they were, as supportive as they were, I became too attached, so much so that I forgot myself. I lost who I was. So
it's like you kind of just start living for the person
or living
to please the person.
No, not even to please them, just a thing of I don't know if what I'm gonna do if this person is not there, like what's gonna happen. I'm scared of the unknown, so I don't want to make any decisions. I don't want to think about anything that
without that person
that involves this person not being in my life. So with that came a lot of attachment, negative. It came with a lot of uncertainty and confusion and just me resisting making a final decision and choice on, okay, be with or be without.
Yeah.
And when I finally came to that, she called it a hoorah moment because it's like a light bulb switched
on.
Yeah. So when I finally came to that, it wasn't that I was upset or anything. It was a thing of I'm excited that I now have the chance, I've made the choice and given myself the opportunity to prioritize myself.
Yourself, yeah.
And think about me, what's best for me, what I want. And she had to actually pause me at a point. She was like, let's actually just stop a minute and look at the way you're speaking now. It's a lot of me and I and what I want and
self,
what I
need. Yeah,
it's a lot of self. It's a lot of tomorrow. There's none of that me and someone else or me and whatever. Whereas before, it was a lot of I don't know, I'd rather let the person make that choice. And and as hard as it is to sometimes make life decisions, the more you delay it, the more you're paining yourself, the more you're hurting someone else. And for me, it was a thing of I felt like I was trapped in that situation, so much so that without realizing
how to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not knowing how to let it go. It's more of a, when I do let it go, what's going to happen next? I don't know. And that's what's
scary. What am I going to do without this person?
Exactly. this bloody brother. And that's what was scaring me.
I feel like I came to a realization. I commend anyone that can keep a relationship through uni. Like, I just commend them, because it's not something I can do personally, because I've tried. It doesn't work, because there's too much things to consider, you know. When you're in a relationship, this person requires your time, your attention, your affection, all of this, and it's like, this is crazy. But, and to say the pandemic itself
added another stress to it.
Yeah, because at times when, you know, certain people were like, okay, cool, I'm gonna go be with my man, stay with my man, and all of that, and then it'll be like, okay, cool, you're with your man for the first week, it's all good and exciting. Second week, all good and exciting. Third week, it's we like,
started to piss each other off.
Bro, I don't want this man. I don't want him. Like, he needs to go somewhere.
Oh, I need to get out.
Yeah,
something like, needs to happen.
Something needs to happen, because I can't take you. Like, I can't take. It's like, most times the guy's not even doing anything wrong. It's just like his presence becomes annoying.
I don't want to hear you anymore.
Yeah, don't hug me, don't touch me, don't do anything.
All of a sudden, the things that they used to do now pisses you off, like them hugging you. It's just like, fucking stop touching me, bruv. What's going on?
Let me breathe. My skin needs to breathe. It's like every second you're there, and like, oh, babe, you want. No! I don't want tea. I don't want tea.
I don't want anything. I just want it.
I just want to be me.
Do you get what I mean?
I just feel like I came to that realization, and I was like, okay, you know what? Yeah, when certain people said, I spoke to certain people, and they were like, get a man after uni, do that. And I always used to say, I can do both. Like, I had a man in college, but shit, it ain't the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
One thing I've really realized is, like, a relationship is, obviously, I've come to the conclusion that as much as I like the idea of having a boyfriend or being in a relationship,
calling someone yours,
sis, it's honestly not for me. At this current time, it's not for me. Yeah. I cannot, for a lot of selfish reasons that involve me discovering myself, knowing
I need to get myself situated before.
And it's funny that it took a breakup for me to be like, bro, this is me, you know.
I'm nice.
I'm alright, you know.
I'm me, bruv.
This is who I am.
And I feel like there's certain, I don't know. I think it's because last year all my friends were in relationships. So there was a part of me that felt like, you know.
Left out.
Yeah, I felt a bit left out. I did.
I really did. No, it actually happens.
I was like, you got
girlfriends with Joan and Tony.
Yeah. I felt so left out. So it got to a point where I started entertaining certain people that would never accept me as me.
Yeah.
It's like I would have to change up who I was around that person because they can never see me, and then they'll be like, "Raw, she does that shit." I'm not with that.
That's the thing about me and someone new. It's like, obviously you want to put your best foot forth and you know,
yeah,
to make an impression on them, but sometimes doing that you end up losing your essence, who you truly are, and now you've become someone else entirely just around that person, just to impress them or trying to get something out of them. And 9 times out of 10 it's a thing of they're not even impressed by it,
and then your true colors come out,
and then they're like, right, this is who you are. Better yet, this is who you are pretending to be, someone else. I don't want to be with someone like that.
Yeah, no. And it's like, I felt like I had to put myself in a situation where I made myself more relatable to this person. I started doing things that this person liked. I started putting myself in a situation. Bro, this guy was like very athletic. So I started doing jog. Me, I don't run. I don't even run for the bus. If it's left me, it's gone.
Even if it's in 15 minutes, I'm not running for this one.
Bro, no. I'm actually not. So we started doing FaceTime jogging. We had FaceTime jogging. We had sit-ups lessons. Not lessons, like classes. We had all this different fitness classes. And then I'll be like, what the fuck am I doing?
This ain't me, bro.
I bought mats. I bought bands. I bought different crap. I'm there like, okay, cool. I'm tapping into his world. The minute that I went to him, you know what, this ain't me. He was like, why didn't you just let me know that? And then I was like, no. This whole situation, me and G.
It's not me.
It's not me.
You are not a bit of me.
You
are. That's it.
That was it. He was literally not me. Like,
you're my person, boy.
You're not my type. You're not. I'm really doing this because I see all my other people with people, so I want this as well. And then I realized
to relate and all that.
Yeah. English. You know, join into when they're like, oh my god, he's so annoying. He fully just texted me this crap and then he got pissed off. I also wanted to be like, yeah, me too.
You want to have stories to share as well.
You know, you're like, yeah, me too. Like, yeah. But
there's no me too because where's the person for me to piss me off even? I just feel like it's a bit mad. During the pandemic, you end up, I don't know how, but you end up spending a whole lot of time with this person, especially over the phone, simply because you can't always see each other, you can't always go out to, you know, to eat or do activities and blah, blah, blah.
Bro.
So, it's like...
And it's like, when he came, when that guy came to see me, when I cooked, I didn't make salad. I made proper food. So when he came, he was like, I can't eat this. Like, and no guy has ever turned down my food.
Lol. He was already
so to
that.
Me, I know. That moment, I realized, you're not for me. You're really not for me. No one turns down my... Forget guys. Even girls don't turn down my food.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just there like, he don't like my food. Because he said it's too oil. There's no oil though. You know when you cook with the bare minimum. Because this person.
But then there is, you know.
But then like I tried it and I was like, you know what? We can't do this. I can't do this with you. We can't do this with each other. And even if we do it, we're just going to end up
clashing. We're two different people sometimes.
Clashing so hard that you know. It's not going to be cute. And then I just felt like during the pandemic, the whole of last year, I put myself in so many different situations that you're just there like, do you really need to be in this state, babes?
Yeah.
Like,
yo, it's crazy how you... This pandemic got me questioning a lot. Not just in relationships, but even in friendships. Like, just making not difficult decisions, but having them hard conversations that you've been avoiding for a minute.
Nah, definitely.
That's one thing
definitely.
About me.
Yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
Avoiding them hard conversations out of fear of what the outcome is going to be. Like... A bit mad, mate. I can't tell. I don't know. The words are dirty, but what's wrong?
My leg.
What's wrong?
I'm trying to
stretch.
Yeah, bro. I've been Sorry. I've been sitting in this position for a while.
Sorry.
A scary while.
But yeah, just making them hard decisions and having those conversations that are a bit uncomfortable. It's through those moments that you end up finding a bit of yourself, like learning something about yourself. For example, I've always kind of known this, but my counselor kind of pointed it out to me that sometimes humans, we tend to feel first and then think later, whereas others, they think first and then feel. I'm the type of person that I feel first and then I think later. So I can come into a room and maybe I feel the atmosphere, I feel the vibe. I feel the atmosphere, I feel the vibe, and I'm
the
like,
the vibe is so...
it's a bit mad, I don't like it, so let me approach it with caution. Or,
yeah.
Okay, the vibe is good, like, let me come with energy.
Mm-mm.
And apply that to my friend.
I can't find it, I can't lie. Sorry, just goodness. Gonna let it ring.
Anyway, so apply that to now individual relationships. It's like, okay, cool, you feel this way, you feel this vibe. As much as you're in touch with your feelings like that, I find it hard to put words in place.
Yeah, for like, you.
Let me, how do I get this out? I don't know how to do it. Sometimes I don't want to do it. And so, and eventually, because I'm one, what's it? Because I don't want to do it, number one, pressure has been building up. It's an uncomfortable situation. I'm already on edge. It's the perfect setup for a bomb. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's the perfect setup for a bomb. And I feel like I don't have the energy to keep putting myself through that because it's exhausting. When you hold things in and then you explode, it's the most exhausting thing.
It's sad.
Physically and emotionally. It's
it
like,
really is.
I feel like I've just gone for a job, but I've been sat in bed doing this, having this conversation. Yeah. Like, what?
What's going on, bro?
This ain't making no sense. It makes you feel out of balance, not just with that person, but even with yourself. It's like, wow, like, I really didn't need to. I didn't want to do that, but I did it anyways. Why? I should be in control of myself.
Yeah.
Because who else is going to control me? No one. But why am I not in charge of how I feel? Why am I not in charge of when I want to let so-and-so know, or let the world know, like, this is how I feel, this is what's affecting me,
when it's the right time, right moment.
Exactly. And I feel like that's another thing, finding the right time and moment, because you can keep telling yourself, oh, now's not the right time, but at some point you go from finding the right time to just putting it off altogether.
Yeah.
And now it's like, which one is it, love? I've also discovered that because I'm the type of person that feels first and then thinks, I tend to not attach, but like basically be attracted to people who think first and then feel, so I can somewhat find that balance between feeling things and logical thinking.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to have that balance within yourself anyway.
I don't know that.
You learn something every day, huh?
Mm.
But yeah, you're supposed to have that balance within yourself. The question is, how do you get to that point? Because you shouldn't have to now get rid of that side of you that feels first, because essentially it works for in your benefit. The only thing is, you don't want it to work against you.
Yeah.
You just really have to put yourself somewhere in the middle. Of course, in some situations, you're going to lean in towards one side more than the other. But all in all, there should always be a balance.
I feel like that's one thing that quarantine has taught me. In order to find balance in a relationship or with someone, you need to find it within yourself first, because if you don't have it within yourself, then sorry,
you're gonna just be getting dragged around.
Yeah, because you don't know how to handle the situation.
Even worse, you don't know what it looks like for you anyway.
That's
so
true.
Whatever this person presents to you, you feel like, oh, okay, I guess
we can. It's like I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and like we were talking about love, and he was basically just letting me know he doesn't know what that is like. And then he asked me if I know, and I thought I did, but I don't. You know when you're just there like, rah,
do I actually?
I know love from a point of view of, I love my mom.
Yeah.
I love my dad. I love my family. But I don't know love as in me and this person are coming together and we are falling in love. And like, I love him because why? Because he's attractive, because he gives me good sex. I don't know. It's like love goes beyond...
It was beyond all of that.
A lot of things. Yeah. And I've also discovered that it's not just love that you need to conquer this whole
relationship thing.
Yeah. And by relationship, I mean relationship with a man, relationship with a woman, relationship with your friends, relationship with family members. Because I tell you one thing, some of these family members as well, you need the patience.
Oh, you need the patience of a saint and a god put together to deal with some people in general.
Because it's like, when I look at certain situations, yeah, especially in this, was it the first pandemic?
The first lockdown.
Sorry. Not pandemic.
How many have you been through, damn it?
Three. In England, anyway.
It feels like I can't like it.
So, in the first lockdown, I believe, like, I tried to be a bigger person when it came to, like, family. You know the certain family members that they're older than you, but you have to act like you're older than them.
You have to be the mature person.
Yeah, you have to be the mature person for them to understand that they're wrong, or for them to understand that what they're doing or how they're handling the situation isn't great. So I had to put myself in a position where I had to teach people that were older than me how to conduct themselves wisely.
How to behave around me, how to speak to me. Just because I'm younger than you doesn't mean I'm stupid and I'm a child and I'm just going to accept
everything. Exactly. I'm an educated bastard. And, like, it gets to a point where when you have someone who's totally too educated, street educated and book educated, it becomes difficult because it's like, you can't speak to me anyhow. I don't care how old you are. You cannot come to me and speak to me like, you know, you own me, or you're my mum, or you're my dad. You can't you can't really speak to me.
You really don't have chat for me like that. I can't lie to you.
You're not allowed to have chat for me like anyhow. You know, when they come to you, especially them family members that, you know, we haven't spoken in years.
And all of a sudden, like I'm your chat. No.
All of a sudden, you and my mum or you and my dad have all of a sudden linked up again. You guys can talk about, you can reminisce on the past. Don't tell me how you used to carry me, or how I did this, or how you used to change my nappy. What are you envisioning my vagina now?
I do that with my sister when she talks a bit mad to me, but it's like, I grew up with this person.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When it's someone that you don't know, I asked myself, Raw, are you trying to envision my vagina right now? Yeah. What, because you changed my diaper then?
You know, like that. Well, where have you been to change everything else?
Come change my pad. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, since we're talking about diapers.
It's like, I feel like this lockdown has really taught me to be... It's not even patience. It's taught me to look at certain people as stupid people. Because it's like... Some of you...
Some of us are.
Because it's like, you're just there, like, you look at someone and you're there thinking, what should I really say to you? What will I say that will actually get into your skull and for you to understand that what you're saying is trash? Like, what will it be? What will it take? And your answer will literally be nothing.
So you have to let stupid people be stupid. People.
Exactly. Sometimes for a stupid person to understand that they're being stupid, you also have to be stupid with them.
That's what I always say. Now everybody, since we all want to be dumb in this life, let me join you. Then I want to see what you're going to do then. And then all of a sudden you have common sense and you feel like, oh my God, why would you do this? Why would you?
We both exactly acted the same way. And you think that I'm in the wrong.
It's double standards.
All I can say is breaking up with someone. Actually, let me actually say it as it is.
Mm.
Breaking up with someone during the pandemic is hard. I can say that for a fact. Yeah, because you're not. It's not like we're going out. We're going to be mingling and meeting new people.
You're just gonna be in the same place where you were when you.
You're just going
person.
Exactly. You're just going to be DMing, and it's like, because that person is the only person that you know. More times, even after breaking up with them, you're going to seek for their comfort.
Yeah.
That's one thing that really, really annoyed me. Because it's like, after my situation ended, I still suck. I was about to say suck. Okay. I still look for comfort from that person.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, because there was a time when I was just there like, rah, this person's the only person that understands me. Mate, if he's the only person that understands you, this is what I say to myself now, obviously. Yeah. If he's the only person that understands you, why are you still not with him? Because he didn't understand you.
That's true. Oh yeah, that reminds me of something else my therapist, the counselor says. She's like, when you go through these experiences of change and la-di-da-di-da, it's important to be compassionate with yourself and not look back at him like, oh, why didn't I make that decision then? You acted how you acted then, knowing what you knew.
Yeah.
Now today you know something else, that's why you act the way that you've acted, made the decisions that you've made. Sometimes you need to be able to be like, you know what, that was silly, but that's fine. I don't have to keep holding myself accountable for it years later or months later. I don't have to keep just torturing myself and playing the scenario over and over again. Oh, I could have done this, or I could have done that, da 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 da. You need to be able to forgive yourself as much as you, you know, maybe would have forgiven a friend for doing or saying something silly. I think that's one of the hardest things for me personally to do.
Forgive yourself.
And others.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you. I don't know about that. Look, I don't do people wrong, so I don't expect you to do
me wrong. No, you know the word. I would never do that, but you did, I bet.
Are you stupid, bro? Go sit in the corner and think about what you did. It's like, I feel like the first pandemic, I keep saying pandemic,
lockdown,
the first lockdown, I felt like I found my tune with God again.
Yeah.
Anyone that believes in God out there, I said, I found my scene again because the world was going crazy. I was like, Lord, what's happening? You can't even watch the news because they don't know what they're talking about.
Who do we go for information at this point?
So it was just like, I found tune of God. I started to pray more. When I say pray more, I'm the type of person, I pray through music. I can't really sit down and conduct a prayer out of thin air.
Yeah.
I have to see something, I have to read something, I have to listen to something that drives me to do it. So I was more into like my gospel playlist, made a whole full gospel playlist and all of that. And then, you know, so I became more tuned with God, and then I felt like I found myself even more, because it's like I'm connecting with not me, but my spirit. I'm connecting with my spirit. And it's like, the thing that a lot of us lack is we love to connect with other people because we are in similar situations as them, in similar, you know, mindsets as them. But if... I feel like I keep saying this over and over again, but I feel like it's so true. I have not found the person where I say my spirit links with them. It's mostly always been, I find him attractive. He's nice looking.
Yeah, we get along. We vibe.
Yeah, we vibe. Me and him can listen to music. But I just feel like if I get... It's not even get, because you can't just walk out and say, hey, are you in tune with my spirit? And let's go.
Imagine having to just ask that and boom, you got an answer.
It's like finding someone that's in tune with the same spirit as you, knowing who God is, especially in this generation. It's a bit hard to do. Because everyone comes across as... they paint a picture because they want you, the person,
Yeah.
But they don't need you, the person.
So they like the idea of you, but not the ideal.
It's like, okay, cool. I want her around. She's going to be a, you know, nice person to have in my pictures, on my arm, show to my friends, have in my bed. But am I the same person that you can sit down and say, you know what, babe, like, I don't feel this and this is sitting right within my spirit. I don't know. I haven't found a lot of guys that can do that.
That you can connect with on that level.
Yeah.
I saw somewhere on, I think someone posted on this story on Instagram where it's important to connect with your spouse, significant other, or whatever, partner, in terms of connecting with them, is it physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
That's it.
The four realms, let's call them. And when you lack in one, it has an effect on the domino effect on everything else. Everything gets knocked out because you're not fulfilling me in that thing. And it's like, because there's a lack of that, as good as everything else is, it's not enough.
Nope.
I need to be fulfilled all around, all across the board.
100%.
And of course, that's never going to happen just the first time around. You can't expect people to come and know how to treat you, talk to you, make you feel this, that, and the third. It's through communication and all of that, that the person can learn, okay, this is what you like, this is what you don't like. Okay, we can work on this, we can work on that, we can agree on this, that, and the third. Meet each other halfway through. And take it from there, really. But it's like, finding your person is hard, bro. Finding that person that you can just, it's, you know what, it's not even about being your authentic self, because at this point, give me 5 shots of Hennessy and I'm there. It's about it's about really, I don't know what the word is, but I just feel like I know that feeling when I get it.
Yeah,
whatever it is, I feel like I will know the feeling. Like, you know when you've been standing for a long time and you can finally sit down, it's like,
oh, I don't have to pretend around you.
That, like, that sort of feeling and emotion, I feel like I'll just know it when I get it, but it's like, when? Like, God, can I have a date? Like, you know.
I'm ready yesterday.
No, I'm not ready, but I just want to have a date. The thing is, I say I'm not ready, but I, at the same time, I'm also open to it.
Yeah. With the right person. That's the thing.
Given the right person's circumstances under the right conditions.
My whole point is, I'm ready. I feel like I'm ready for a relationship. That's it. I'm not ready for a guy to speak about marriage. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. That's one thing I don't want to hear. And you know the mad thing is, as a woman, you would expect me to be like,
oh, so I want marriage.
Do you want to get married? Yeah. No. I want to be able to enjoy a relationship.
Yeah.
I want to be able to enjoy my man. I want my man to be able to enjoy me.
Boyfriend
and girlfriend. Like, I want you to be my boyfriend, and I want me to be your girlfriend. And it's like, I just want us to enjoy that part. I just don't want us
you get into a relationship, a couple months go by, so marriage, kids.
And that's what scared me. Like, in my first relationship, the guy that I was with, he brought up the whole marriage and kids and situation. And I was like, at that time where my mindset is at now, it's not there anymore. Because at that time, I was like, oh my God, he sees me in his future. La-di-da-di-da-di-dee-da. He sees me there. But then I was just there like, now that I'm older and I think about it, I'm there like, hell no. I'm like, hell no. That's not what I'm ready for.
Like, do you know what fucking marriage is? And on top of that, kids. Do you know what having kids with someone is? Do you know what having a kid is? every day or every week I find something new that comes with pregnancy. Someone lost their teeth because of pregnancy. It weakens your bones or something. Because babies literally suck the calcium out of you.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking... You can get your anus can rip during birth. Your clit can split during birth.
Eh?
Huh?
Oh no.
Like...
Sew it back together, please. I can't.
Yeah, but so I had a story... Yeah, I heard the story of someone who... It got sewed, like the vagina obviously is split and la da 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 da, and they sewed it on wrong. So.
It was backwards.
I don't know if it was backwards, but.
Wait, how did
she looked it wrong? At it, she was like, that's not my vagina. That's not what it looked like before I gave birth.
Yeah, but it won't look the same.
But it looked totally different. They found out that the nurse, anyway, she did the things wrong. I completely forgot the terms and the words that the woman used, but. She basically said that when it ripped and stuff and they sewed it back on, it wasn't done properly.
Mm.
And worst of all, they never even asked for her consent or told her about it. That she just gonna...
She did it.
No, she thought she could do it. Instead of letting someone who actually had more experience with it, she's like, no, I can do it. And did it wrong. So they had to undo the whole thing and do it again.
That's just crazy.
Yes, honestly, I feel like sometimes I've blocked myself from getting to know people or just erased them from my life because, oh, you don't want to get married or you don't want to do this, but that's in the future, like that's in
no.
At this point right now, it can be in 5-10 years for me, so what is, why just completely cut this person off? And you know, why can't you just take the time to, like, my delivery. From, you know, getting to know them.
Delivery every day. See, this is another thing about this pandemic, yeah? This is another thing about this pandemic. Deliveries coming every day, bro. I just got an email as well.
I just want something. But this is actually, you know... It's for mom's birthday. I'm working on a project for an album and all that. It's just something to keep me occupied and make memories.
You have to, man.
Listen, you have to. But going back to what I was saying. What was I saying? The things that you want for yourself in the future stopping you from living your life now. Whereas, I don't know if this is going to be a bit of a jump, but you know how sometimes girls be like, oh, you can't be going out too much and this, that, and the third. Some guys don't like that. They don't think you're wife material. But babes, you lost out on bad experiences.
Are you crazy?
You lost out on hella adventures.
I can say this right now, because you want to be
portrayed as the homebody that doesn't go anywhere, doesn't do anything.
I can say this right now. I'm going to meet a guy that's also not husband material, and we are going to become husband and wife material together. That's one thing that a lot of people miss out on. And one thing that I've realized, people that put themselves in situations, especially people in relationships that put themselves in situations and come and now say, oh, if you do this, you're not going to be wife material. If you show too much boob, you're not going to be wife material.
If you wear short dresses, you're not going to be wife material. If you're always going out clubbing, you're not. No one's going to want to be with you and blah, 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 blah.
I'm
going
to find a man that loves body appreciation and he's going to love what he sees in front of him. He's going to be like, yeah, let's go. You want to wear that, babe? You wear that, babe. What do you think I can wear to match with you? Let's go.
Like, you just end up ruining your present, thinking about the future. Yeah, but I want to have kids. He doesn't want to have kids. I want to get married. He doesn't want
to get married. How do you know
he's
the person?
Are you getting married now?
Yeah, but how do you know he's the person you're even going to get married to?
That's the thing. You do these things in the hopes that this could be it. When you don't even know this brother. You just met. You've just been talking. Do you know where he sleeps? Do you know his last name?
Do you know if he sleeps on a bed or the floor?
Like, do you know if he has a pillow? If he's been washed? Or changed? Like...
Do you know if he has more than 2 bed sheets? Like, there's just a lot of things to consider in this situation. Like,
as much as I like to think about tomorrow, I also like to enjoy the moment.
100%.
And be spontaneous sometimes.
100%.
And go with the flow, but I want to control the flow, but sometimes I don't. Like, I just want to do what feels right for you, for me.
I just feel like this pandemic has contributed a lot of negative, obviously, because everyone's at home, but we have found that, well, people that are not really waiting for things to be opened up, we have found that we can live through our mental and spiritual ways, as in finding yourself mentally and spiritually, correcting where you are, correcting where you need to be mentally. Like, I was talking to someone, I think it was you, I was telling them, this pandemic has shown men's mental health, and it's mad, because I didn't expect that men had issues.
Right.
knew they had issues, obviously, I knew everyone has issues, but I didn't know how much issues men suffer with. Because it's, when I look at it sometimes, I'm just like, raw, you guys go through so much. And it's the fact that men are not very good at, like, sharing their feelings as well. They're not good at talking. They're not good at, not all men, but some men don't know how to communicate how they feel, in what way they feel, how they want to be treated in a situation, how they want a situation to go. It's like,
it's a that type of situation.
It's a
It's honestly, as much as it's been a tough year in many ways, it's also been good in other ways. In terms of, I'm sure we've said this 100 times, finding ourselves, finding who we are, learning about the type of person that we are, our personality traits, character traits, and just what works for us and what doesn't work. That's what I've been enjoying. I can't lie. It's one of the things that got
me excited.
That's what's got me excited. Not just myself, but even the way sometimes people think, how they come to certain conclusions, and just the fact that,
like, you have a different opinion to me. I can say this. I've learned so much about you in this whole pandemic that I didn't know for the past 7-8 years that we've been friends. Yeah. Like, I didn't know. And it's like, you're like, rah, like, okay, cool, so this is who you are, like, okay, like,
that's what I mean, like, you're finding things out as,
okay, this is who this person is. And more times, like, you think you know your friends, and then you're just there like, yeah, I know who my friends are.
You know, in some cases, you
realize, you're like, right, okay, cool. Oh, all right,
oh shit, like,
right, you, yeah,
like that. Okay,
calm,
say less. I don't even know how to feel.
Yeah, you're just like,
okay, let me just sit back and observe, because this is a new.
And then it's like certain friends would be like, oh, she's moving differently. But if you are a person that is observant, you would be like, okay, cool, this is who she actually is, or this is who she's growing up to be, and this is who she is now.
The thing is, people that are so, oh yeah, but you've changed, you're not the same person. Listen, we move with the times. We have to keep growing and evolving, or we will die.
Real.
Like, you need to, like, you don't need to, but come on, it's
You can't leave your mindset.
Exactly. You can't have... I know for a fact I don't have the same mindset that I did 5 years ago. I was a different person than I am now. Heck, it was a different age. It was a different year, different month, date, time, week, hour. Like, you have to keep evolving and moving with the times. People are going to change forever. The rest of their lives, everybody's going to change. In some way, shape, or form. Even if it's subtle. It could be a thing of, okay, for 30 years they had tea with milk.
Mm.
And that's it. But one day they decided to add one spoon of sugar. 2 years later they do two. 3 years later they do four. Or however many. It's still a change. It's still that person acquiring new tastes. Or exploring new avenues. And the same thing can be applied in anything, really. It could be jobs. It could be interests. Hobbies. I don't know, relationships, the people you want to have around you, your family members, your friends.
100%.
It can be anything. Why, like, just anything that it broadens your horizons and, like, your eyes are open to the world. You're willing to experience, I don't know, life through someone else's eyes, if even for a fraction of that of your time.
You try to... I think it's... trying to understand, and if you can't, you ask where you don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people don't know how to do that. They end up coming to a judgment of conclusion that the person has changed, but you haven't got the time to be like, okay, they are this way because of this, they are this way because of that. Because I'm not gonna lie to you, yeah, this pandemic has put a lot of people, including myself, in a mental deficit.
Deficit, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, I'm lacking so much. And it's like, I need to find it within myself to be like, okay, cool, this is what you're lacking. This is what you need to get what you're lacking. This is how you're going to fix what you're lacking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because before, you'd just be distracted with work, uni, travels.
You don't have time to think about your life. You don't have time to think about your health. You don't have time to, you know. And I feel like it's come to a point with this whole situation. I have time to pace, like, to... go on my own pace. I have time to, you know, there's times when I wake up and I'm like, rah, we're going to be in this pandemic next week anyway, I'll just, you know, read the books starting next week. This week I'm going to paint the house. The week after I'm just gonna do some gardening. And it's like,
I have time to do what I want to do.
Exactly.
Not what someone else expects me to do.
And you know what, in a lot of situations, especially in like this pandemic, a lot of people are going to like, when this pandemic ends, a lot of people are not going to get fired. They're going to leave their jobs, because if you handle this pandemic correctly, you're going to end up being like, rah, I found what I'm good at. I'm good at making frames. I'm good at making light. I'm good at making...
Not only am I good at it, I enjoy doing it.
I enjoy doing it. And then you're just going to be like, rah, guys, okay, cool. Big businesses, small businesses.
Okay, but it's not even just that. I can actually work from home. You didn't need me at the office. There's that. So what? Just there renting space for what? Let me use it for my business.
Exactly.
Because I need to physically be there. How about that?
So, it's just like...
There's been a shift in... I feel like there's
good
been...
Good and bad.
Good and bad. There's been a shift.
In my... Personally, it's been more good than bad.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, even family-wise, I've grown a lot closer to, like, my mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Through this pandemic. I feel like we've both learned so much about each other. Like... it's crazy to even say this, but I'm speaking to my mom about relationships. I'm speaking to her about movies. My mom don't sit for 5 minutes to watch nothing. She's always on her phone, or she's always, you know, working in the kitchen, or she's always working. So it's like, We sit down, because most of the days that I'm off, she's working, she's off, I'm working.
Yeah, so we even never... Even that, you don't even have time to spend with your family that you live with. Exactly. That's how mad it is.
It would be like, oh, hey, your food's in the microwave. Oh, hey, I'm going to bed now, but your food's in the microwave.
When you wake up, they're sleeping. When you come back, they're sleeping.
So exactly.
And you're in the same household. You just don't see them.
Yup.
It's mad. It's mad how much time
gets taken.
It gets taken.
And a lot of people, I know that this pandemic has stopped a lot of things, but everyone's looking at it negatively.
It stopped and started a lot of things.
It started a lot of conversations, I'll say that.
Yeah, some very unnecessary, I can't lie.
Yeah, some very unnecessary, some very necessary. Like, I feel like now that everyone's at home, there was an incident that happened back in like November, I believe, of that pedo guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because everyone was at home, we found him.
Caught him. No one was working or busy at the office. Bruv, everybody's on the
Where is he?
Where's my man? Find him. And then found him quick.
Found him 2 seconds.
Found him quick. That same day in the evening.
The guy was found. Bro, he was found.
One of the beautiful things about the internet is that just using it for good.
Yeah, using it for good. Because
the two sides to a coin, a double-edged sword.
Yeah, 100%.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place. It's just mad. Lord, I can't lie to you. I need to go to the toilet.
Why did you say it?
Because I've been dying.
Anyway, guys. She's been asking for it.
I've been dying for it.
Guys, like, stay positive through this whole thing. Yeah. It's supposed to end in February, like mid-February. Guys, my fucking driving test has been pushed 3 times. I'm getting upset.
At this point, we're going to be driving at 25.
I wouldn't mind though. Insurance is going to be cheaper. Yeah. Mate, even if I get my driving license, I'm not planning to drive.
Neither am I, I can't lie.
Maybe I'll have a, like, you know, a rental here and there.
Niggas say rental?
Yes, rental. I'm renting you out for 2 months and, you know, you can go back to where you came from. I'm not doing
that. Summer holidays.
Exactly. That's why. Rental. Anyway, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in.
Stay safe. Be good. And keep a positive mind in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Bye.